did you miss us? We missed you, sort of. The time is 6.05 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the triumphant return to the Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 30 minutes in radio. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is, do I remember it? 472?
You're almost there.
471?
No, you're good.
Oh, 472? Yeah. K-O-O-P.
Yay.
472-5667. Damn, the opinion set on this show is whoever said it. That's it. It's yeah. Whoever's who said
it. Yeah, don't blame it on nobody.
Man, I did miss being on the radio so much. We were gone the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Today's show is only going to be 30 minutes. Next week, we will return to the full hour. Thank you to Rush for covering us last week.
Yes.
Playing some Tito Puente. And prior to that.
Did he play some Tito? Eh, whatever.
Tito Puente.
Sounds like he did. No. Louis Prima.
Louis Prima. There it is. Sorry.
They're all the same, dude, aren't they?
Shut up, David Hatta.
Oh, look at me. Bang, bang, bang. Shooting in the air. And then before that, Thomas. Thank you very much to Thomas.
Yes.
For chipping in the first week that we were gone.
What was I going to say? Man, you know how I can tell we've been gone too long?
How's that?
I want to swear so bad on the
I know.
Radio.
I forgot, like, I forgot CDs. I forgot etiquette. Like, I have no idea what's going on right now. This is very weird to me.
Speaking of etiquette, we just played Spoon, Out Go the Lights, off of Transference.
Hey, what does that have to do with etiquette?
What do you mean? Spoon. Oh, because you need to back announce the songs.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, Valentine's Day etiquette. Like,
oh.
Don't forget to turn the lights off.
No, I meant etiquette as in, like, radio etiquette.
Okay.
You always back announce the songs.
Okay, thank you.
Sometimes we forget that.
Yes. As,
for example, today.
Also filling in your segues.
That's true. Filling in my segues. How are you, David?
I am a little under the weather, and my shoulder hurts, but other than that, I am very, very happy to be back on the radio.
You know, I feel weird because we always seem to somehow have a show on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we do.
Either it's like a leap year and it pushes us towards it. We had a show on Thursday for a while. That was it. We cover someone else's show. It always works out that we have a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
And so, but we came close this year.
Yeah, we're right on it. You know, by midnight tonight, it'll be Valentine's Day. So keep that in mind, folks. Even if you're alone tomorrow for Valentine's Day, you got a friend at the Mascot Wedding.
That's right. Best Saturday night date. Thank you, Austin Chronicle. Wait, is it 2010? Not anymore. We're not.
Oh, back to the last resort Saturday night date.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
So you're a little under the weather, but otherwise you're doing okay?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yes, that is correct. And how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Excited to be back on the radio for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of radio, I have to admit something to you, David.
Shoot.
I don't listen to co-op all the time.
Okay, fair enough.
Sometimes I flip around the dial. You know why?
Why?
Sometimes you got to find out what your enemy's doing.
That's right. You got to read their book.
Yeah, exactly.
Or listen to their radio.
That's
show.
Right. Would I love to listen to co-op all the time? Yes, of course I would. But they're not on 24 hours. And other times I have to scout out the competition.
Yeah.
That's radio speak for competition.
Exactly. Sometimes you got to do what you don't want to do.
That's okay? Right. And by doing this, I heard a horrible radio ad for Walgreens. Do they just, I'm talking about these like Valentine's Day assistant shoppers.
Yeah, I've seen the TV ads for those.
Tell me about the TV ad, because I haven't seen that one.
Okay, the TV ad, there's a couple different ones.
This is for Walgreens.
Walgreens. That drugstore.
Which I'm going to go on a limb and I'm going to say it, not as fancy as CVS.
Whoa. No, you are wrong, my man.
You think Walgreens is a classier joint
than
CVS?
I think Walgreens is a classier CVS because Walgreens doesn't have carpet that used to be white and it is now gray.
I like the carpet.
That is gross. See, I like Walgreens. You know what you're getting into,
right? I'm not taking a lady down to the CVS to be like, hey, how do you like this carpet? But I appreciate walking on carpet.
No, not me. CVS is just, it's a little skeevy, all right? Sorry, CVS.
The opinions expressed in this show do not represent those of co-op.
Right. Anyway, okay, back.
Screw you, CVS.
CVS, burn in hell.
The opinions in this show do not represent those of co-op.
Shouldn't have done that. So, yeah, the TV ad for Walgreens is there are these two dudes, these two lunkheads, you know, men, how they are.
Just broing out.
Yeah. So they're trying to find some stuff for their Valentine on Valentine's Day, so they're at Walgreens, you know.
Man, it's so hard buying chick stuff.
Oh, I wish they would just shut up already.
Why won't they let me watch TV and drive my car?
Exactly. Oh, dude. Next week, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl ads also and how men hate women and women hate men. But this Walgreens ad. So these two dudes are like, you know, buying flowers and then buying candy. And then one other guy looks over and he's like, he's got a teddy bear. I got to buy a teddy bear and then one-up him with something else. And so, like, they show these two guys, like, trying to one-up each other and, like, buying cards and then buying, like, a Snuggie or something. Because here's the thing about Walgreens. You kind of run out of Valentine's Day ideas after around perfume from Designer Imposters. So, like, but they still show these guys with, like, armfuls of Walgreens junk and, yeah, like, running to the cashier. And the cashier's, like, checking them out. And, you know, the guys are still in competition with each other. And you're like, hey, I got more than you did. But the cashier's ringing them up. She's like, contact lens cleaner? Really? I'm like, look, it's Walgreens. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I ran out of ideas. But at the end, they're like, hey, having trouble with Valentine's Day? Let our Walgreens personal shoppers help you with Valentine's Day. So there's that.
Who can't pick out that crud on their own, by the way?
Exactly.
Who can't be like, I don't know what crappy shampoo, sorry. I don't know what crappy kind of perfume she likes. Which teddy bear you think is cutest? I need some help.
Look, this isn't Bloomingdale's on Christmas Eve, all right? This isn't like Three Floors of Madness. This is a Walgreens. Like, you could stand on a coffee can and see everything in the store.
And who's going to be like, my girlfriend got more crap from Walgreens than I did. Bad husband or boyfriend.
And who is going to go to the actual personal shopper? You know that person that has just been labeled that, and they're just like, oh, I got to do this now? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Cruella, could you come to the front, please, and help this loser find peanut chews?
And look, if you work at a Walgreens, that's good for you.
Awesome.
That is great. We have no problem with that. But the particular Walgreens that is close to my house, mm-hmm, oh boy. You should see the staff people that I think a escape convict bus just got blown up next to Walgreens, and they just murdered the real Walgreens staff, and they're just working there.
Oh my God, you must not be talking about the same staff I'm thinking of, the day chuds, who just crawl out of the sewers during daytime hours.
And they'll be up.
We have movie candy. Because they have movie candy at Walgreens. That's the only reason anybody goes to Walgreens, is because they still have movie candy.
I go to Walgreens because I want to pay twice as much for something.
That's also true.
Because I would get it elsewhere. No, yeah. No offense to Walgreens.
No, hey.
The opinions expressed in the show do not represent those of co-op.
Work at Walgreens? You own a Walgreens? That's fine. You're paying the cost to be the boss. Okay.
Paying the cost to be the boss.
That's right.
Anyway.
But yeah, Valentine's Day. Which, speaking of Valentine's Day, I noticed another commercial a little more than I normally do.
It's Mascot Wedding Media Watch.
It's the commercial for Jared Jewelers. This one in particular is like these two gals, they're roommates or whatever, and the one gal comes in and she's like, so how did the date go last night? And the other roommate goes, shut up for a second. What's a 13-letter word for a marriage proposal? And the first gal, I don't know. Second gal says, he went to Jared.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're getting married. Finally, her life is complete. Here's the thing, though.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Did the guy tell her that he went to Jared? Like, was that the cherry on top of this wedding Sunday where it was like, hey, will you marry me? Oh my God,
yes.
I will.
I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I'm now happy.
I bet you have.
Where'd you get this, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. Jared, and if you don't believe me, the receipt is under the box.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have two witnesses, Gary and Chet. And
I like how, like, instead of, like, he's getting married, like, he went to Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, so is it a wedding? Yeah.
Or did he cheat on you and he's just trying to keep your mouth shut?
Yep.
Nope, he went to Jared. That's all he cares.
That's never happened before. Looking at you, Kobe Bryant. I'm literally looking at Kobe Bryant. He's outside the studio right now.
Yeah.
Brandishing a knife. Oh, my God.
Well, he's about to blow past you for two.
That's right. Oh.
Oh, bad defense.
I'm a slow defender. I think my length will make up for my lack of moving my feet, but it doesn't happen all the time.
Your wingspan is nothing on Kobe.
No Kobe. He'd dunk over me. You know what? I would, if I was guarding Kobe, I would, if he blew past me, I would run the other way. Like, I was like, pass it, fast break.
No, I would stand in there.
You would be on the poster?
Yeah, I totally would. But you know what? I would foul him so hard. Like, I'm not doing the old cross.
I would never foul Kobe.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know what? He got it mad, dude.
Yeah, so what?
He's a force of nature.
I know. Look, he is.
I don't like the guy. But if I told him, if he knew I didn't like him, he would just get stronger.
You know what? If there's a tornado coming, some people get in the ditch, some people get in the van. I get in the van.
But this tornado gets mad at the van.
Well,
he's like,
didn't.
What are you thinking, van? You get in that ditch. You better get in that ditch.
Which, by the way, I just started a new line of Big Dog t-shirts. It's called Get in the Van.
Get in the Van?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what you do when a tornado comes.
makes situations where people, instead of it's just situations where a van is always the tougher alternative somehow. Like, I don't know what those would be. Like, someone's shooting at you. You can run away or you can get in the van and protect yourself from the hail of bullets that's no doubt coming. Oh, I think that get in the van idea is not a bad one. What are the situations it's going to be in? Like, if you're, like, committing some crimes or if you wanted to get in the van. Oh, hold on. We got us a phone call. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, am I talking to the dumb one or the ugly one?
Excuse me?
Oh, I guess I'm talking to the dumb one, then.
This is a radio show you've just called.
I know exactly
Jerk.
What I'm talking to, stupid. This is co-op, right? This is the Mascot Wedding Show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Did your dad put you up to this or something?
My dad, what?
Look, little boy, it's very rude to call into a radio show. And,
boy, I'm all man.
How old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
You're 58?
What are you gonna do about it?
Wait, I think I know who this is.
You better know.
Yeah, this is like you own those convenience stores.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Convenience Store.
You're,
Say my name.
I was just about to.
Say it like you do in your nightmares.
Wow. Unless I'm mistaken, this is Arthur Truckee's, right?
You know it, Jack.
Okay, you own the Truckee's line of convenience stores.
That's right.
To
the east.
That's right.
East Texas.
Say that again.
We're the beast of the east, part of Texas.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Oh, buddy.
Stop laughing.
Well, stop being so stupid.
Shut up.
Ugh, look, in case the audience is not familiar, you own this line of convenience stores, the beast of the east part of Texas, and your convenience stores are sleazy.
Hey.
And your mascot is sexually aggressive. And I would never want to set foot in there again.
Yeah, that's right, because you're intimidated.
No, because I don't want to go to your lousy racist store.
No, I bet you're the kind of guy that gets in the ditch.
Oh, instead of getting in the van?
Yeah, that's right. You heard that thing?
That's not a saying. David just said that 5 seconds ago.
Now it's mine. It's going to be all over Truckee's merch.
If you try and steal that, I don't think it's going to happen. I wouldn't do that.
Hey, speaking of Truckee's merch, shut up for a second.
Yeah, why are you calling? Just calling to give me grief?
Oh, dummy asked a good question.
Oh, are the Truckees. You are pushing it.
Yeah, I'm pushing it, all right. I'm pushing merch on your show because you owe me one.
How do I owe you one?
Oh, because of all the bad stuff you've said about Truckees?
Yeah, so why would I owe you one? That would imply that I wanted to, like, make it up to you.
Yeah, you're going to want to or else I'll sue you.
You're not going to sue anything.
I'll own co-op. I'll own you.
You're definitely not going to own co-op. What is
I'll
this?
Own Charlie and his wife. I'll own all of it.
You will not own anything. All right, so what do you want?
I got some merchandise I need to peddle for Valentine's Day, and I'm going to use your show to do it.
Truckee's merchandise?
Yeah, that's right, because this year, Truckee's is your one-stop Valentine shop.
So Truckee's convenience stores.
Yeah.
Is your one-stop Valentine's Day shop this year.
Yeah, exactly. We're more than just chips.
But you're like a truck stop.
Yeah, but we're the truck stop for lovers.
Okay. So what... Oh, boy. What makes it the one-stop Valentine's Day shop? And you know what? And please keep it clean.
Okay, fine. I'll just tell you about some of the merchandise we're selling.
Great. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I bet you would. Maybe you and your little boyfriend, too.
Oh, okay. I don't have a boyfriend.
Cover his ears. Robert, go into the other room. Mac's going to ruin a surprise for you.
I don't have a boyfriend. His name isn't Robert.
All right, Roberto, whatever.
Okay, read the merchandise.
All right. Our slogan this year at Truckee's, everything's chocolate.
Everything's chocolate, all right.
That's right.
That's surprisingly not horrible.
Yeah, everything a woman would want for Valentine's Day, dipped in chocolate.
But it's all edible, right?
Well, the chocolate is.
What kind of things are you dipping in chocolate?
Everything a woman would want.
Like
necklaces,
what?
Necklaces. Vacuum cleaners.
Hold on.
What?
You're going to dip a vacuum cleaner in chocolate?
Yeah. Because once she's done devouring that chocolate, hey, vacuum cleaner.
That is such a stupid idea. You've already, it's like you're getting something that cleans, but you're wrapping it in a pre-made mess.
But that's what a woman wants.
I don't think she does.
What about a puppy?
You're going to dip a puppy in chocolate?
Yeah.
Please don't. That is not good for that puppy.
We're going to leave air holes
in the chocolate. Have you actually done this yet?
Yes.
Oh, really?
We've done it to four dogs.
Oh my God. Are they okay?
Of course they're fine. They're on their way to various parts of Texas.
Wait, various parts? So the people have already picked them up and they're taking them places.
Yeah, exactly. They ordered them and they're getting them tomorrow. And they're going to love them.
So,
Sprinkles, cow-cow, booty, Chet.
Chet,
those are the four dogs we sent out.
Okay. So you're doing this, you said order.
Yeah.
So these aren't things you pick up at Truckee's? You're doing like an order thing?
No, dummy. We're only covering the east part of Texas. You going to drive all the way up to Lufkin to pick up your chocolate dog? No.
All right.
Or maybe your chocolate erotic massager?
Yeah. Good question. What? We'll just skip over that last thing you said. Why are you pushing this on our show? This is in Austin. Truckee's is like 60 miles away from us, the closest Truckee's.
Because if you go to truckees.net, you would know that Truckee's now offers delivery for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because we're the convenience store for lovers.
Not very convenient, though, if you have to get it delivered 60 miles.
But we express deliver it for a little bit extra. You can get it tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
Oh, how much extra are you talking about?
I don't know.
How much?
$400.
All right, you're not...
$400.
$400?
Yeah, so
what? Hold on. You shut up for a second.
$400.
Yeah, that's right. $400. So I pay $400 to get a vacuum cleaner that has been dipped in chocolate delivered.
That's not all we sell, but okay.
What else do you sell?
Erotic massagers.
Okay, I just said we're going to skip over that.
Sure,
I don't.
You will.
Yeah, I don't want it. No, it's a family show, okay?
All right.
What else do you sell?
Dogs.
Yes, you've covered the dogs.
Look, that's pretty much it, all right?
So you're the one-stop Valentine's Day shop. And you've never thought of dipping, I don't know, like food in chocolate? Do you even think about that?
Like what kind of food?
Pretzels, maybe? Candy?
Hang on. Like what kind of candy?
Are you writing this down?
Hang on. Mark! That's the chocolate beer!
No, let's... I hate you, Arthur Truckies. I hope your Valentine's Day thing
fails.
All right, I'm gonna let you go. All right.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. Goodbye, Arthur Truckies.
Goodbye.
Oh, he's kind of polite at the end, though. I kind of like that, at least. That was nice of him. Usually, that guy's a grade-A jerk. In fact, you know what? He still kind of is. Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, like I said, we're only doing pulling 30 minutes today. And so we got to go a bit early, but that means the fabulous Clear Spot is going to be coming at you for an extra hour and a half long edition of The Clear Spot. Don't get used to it, though. Enjoy it, but don't enjoy it too much. Because we'll be back next week for an hour long show. We'll be talking about everything we didn't talk about previous weeks, including that stupid John Mayer.
Oh, holy Lord. We've got an entire list of stuff.
Where were you during that call?
I was tending some business. Why? What happened?
All right. No.
Was it just like a caller? Was it Power Voice?
No, it wasn't the Power Voice.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Power Voice.
Oh, now what?
That's
PV?
Right. Our most venerated caller's birthday was this week.
That's right.
23
years young.
Yep. Wouldn't you like to call in and be a part of today's show? Should have done that already.
Next time.
So stay tuned for the Clear Spot coming up. More mascot winning show. Next week, full hour, back again. This is too short, too sweet. For more information about David and myself, various night jobs and side projects, you may visit mascotwinning.com. Is that good? Is that how you say that?
That's great. That's awesome.
How do you want to go out to close the show here?
Let's see. We're going to go out with some Harry Nilsson from his personal best collection. And we're going out with Vine Street.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Adios, Austin.
My baby left this morning. With everything I had. She didn't give me no warning. And that's why I feel so bad.